Tanto Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Cabaret of Plants, 40,000 Years of Plant Life and the Human Imagination, by Richard Mabey, narrated by Ralph Lister. The force that through the green fuse drives the flower, drives my green age. Dylan Thomas. Introduction. The Vegetable Plot. Just before he died in 1888, Edward Lear sketched the last of the surreal additions to evolution's menagerie that he'd begun with the bong tree in The Owl and the Pussycat nearly 20 years before. His Nonsense Botany is a series of impish cartoons of preposterous floral inventions. It includes a strawberry bush bearing puddings instead of fruit, the parrot-flowered Cockatoucou Superba, and the unforgettable Menipiplia Upside-Downia, a kind of Solomon seal with minute humans suspended like flowers along the bowed stalk. Lear was a lifelong sufferer from epilepsy and depressive episodes, which he nicknamed the Morbids, as if they were a tribe of gloomy rodents, and the obsessive fun he had with words and forms may have been a way of exercising his melancholy. But I suspect there is more to his final creation. Lear was an astute botanist as well as a brilliant humorist. He had travelled and painted across the old world, especially in the Mediterranean, and had seen firsthand many of its bizarre plants, including the carrion-stinking Dragonarum, which he described as brutal, filthy, yet picturesque. And I think his Nonsense Flora can be seen as a kind of celebratory cabaret, an affectionate satire on the astonishing revelations of 19th-century botany. 30 years previously...